Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
You know, doing real well. 2024 is, I feel like, in the swing of things, and it's always exciting. It's extra exciting whenever we have a guest
yes,
on the show.
We have our first guest of 2024, okay? And I feel like she's like a distant relative that I just found on Instagram earlier this year, because once I came across her account, I was like, why have we never connected with this person? Because it's right in line with what we do here at Super Awesome Mix. So she runs the very popular Instagram account at Camille Passeau Official, which is all about great music. Her name is right there in the name of the account. So please welcome Camille Passeau. Camille, welcome.
Hello. Nice to meet you all. Thanks for having me.
Yes,
here.
Thanks for joining the show. So like I said, I mean, I found your Instagram account and I'm like, this is amazing, because you will like rank top 10 songs from artists. You'll show all these old artist videos. You'll do head to head stuff. Like, it's great. So what inspired you to kind of start this account?
I used to post about music in my personal channel on Instagram, and I thought, like, in one day, why don't I create like a channel or an Instagram account that I can post everything that I like about music, like random stuff, old stuff, good stuff. And overnight, I decided to open an Instagram channel, and suddenly I started to know a lot of people. Random people like you that have the same music taste. It's the beauty of the internet. We can connect with people of across all over the world that we have many things in common. So it's really good. It's been a very good experience, I would say. So we started like in the middle of nowhere, and it's going fine for now.
I love that. Yeah, that's kind of been our experience too with Super Awesome Mix, is like just getting into conversations with like you said, kind of random people you'd never talk to normally or have the opportunity to talk to because they're all over the world. And then you realize, like, you know, they start sending you song recommendations and you like point out songs, and it's a lot of fun. It's a really nice community. So we're very happy that we've come across you on the internet as well, and that you've taken the time to put together a really nice mix for us. If you want to tell us a little bit about the mix that you're bringing today before we get into it.
Of course. I'm a really eclectic person when it comes to music. So I decided to pick up songs like from different decades, different genres, totally different artists. So it's just, I don't want to label, like, I like jazz, I like soul, I like, you know, R&B. I like everything. If the music's good, I'm down. So I think this... the selection reflects who I am. So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to go over each song.
And we were going for, I mean, because, you know, we're coming up on Valentine's Day, and we haven't done a Valentine's Day mix in a couple of years. And last time we did one, the criticism we got from some people who will remain nameless, although they may host a show on our network now, was that it was just two guys talking and we needed a female voice. So I was like, this is going to be perfect. I'll ask you on the show and have you put together a Valentine's Day mix. And so hopefully this will satisfy more people than maybe our Valentine's Day mix did a couple of years ago. So excited to get into this with you.
Same
here. Yeah, very much. All right. And with that, I will introduce the first song on your mix, and it is Kiss of Life by Sade.
Exactly. You can go wrong with Sade. So it's my favorite artist of all time. She's a Nigerian singer, but she was raised in London. And I totally love her, like her smooth voice. I think like she's the personification of a sexy, smooth, soulful, sexy without being vulgar, right?
Right.
So it's totally connected with Valentine's Day. So like it gives me like this vibe, this romantic, seductive vibe. So Kiss of Life is one of my favorite songs from her. But I could easily, you know, choose other songs from her, like No Ordinary Love, Your Love is King, Smooth Operator. So there are many other romantic songs. But Kiss of Life, I think like the vibe of the music video as well is like kind of reddish, kind of mysterious. So she has something mysterious in her voice. It brings me some inspiration. So I think it's a very good song.
Yeah, I thought this was such a strong, strong pick and a great way to open the mix. I mean, this might be one of like the smoothest R&B songs I've ever heard. I just think it's incredible. I also love the saxophone playing. I'm always here for like unusual instruments in like kind of popular songs. Not that the saxophone is very unusual, but it's not in a lot of songs, right? Like it makes an appearance here and there. And I think it suits her voice so well. And they just both complement each other. And it really sets that mood, like you're saying. Like you just kind of want to sink into like a comfortable couch with someone, you know, listening to this song, right? Like that's kind of the vibe I get from it.
Exactly. So it's a smooth song. It's a relaxing song. So we can light up a candle or have, you know, a dinner with your loved one. So it gives this vibe.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So let's get a little bit lighter here with song two. Okay. It's You Make My Dreams Come True by Hall & Oates.
Yeah. So I love this song. I love the positivity of this song. The upbeat, you know, as well, that is in the song. So it's not an obvious romantic song, I would say. It's a romantic song without being mellow. So I think I like it. And it also was featured in many rom-coms movie. So I think like 500 Days of Summer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was the other one with Adam Sandler and Drew
Barrymore? Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer. Yeah. So it gives me this vibe as well because of the rom-coms movie. And it's like a romantic song without being so mellow. So I like this, you know. That's why I choose like this song to create like, you know, a diverse playlist. So you can go with Sade, but you can also go with, you know, Darren Hall.
Yeah, I love this song too. And it immediately in my mind, I just think of, you know, the montage, you know, where the couple's doing either some fun things that they're trying on the wedding dresses or whatever the case may be. But it's always... I'll never think of this song without thinking of just so many movies and just a montage from it. But all of them are super fun and, you know, it's always a couple in love and all the other things. And it's a little more complex song than I think it probably gets credit for. It's kind of this fun pop song, but the way Daryl Hall sings it, I think it's really pretty unique.
Yeah, and I love the electric piano as well. So in the beginning, you can hear that. So it's not so obvious. It's not a romantic, obvious song. So I like that.
Yeah, I agree. It's a great one. All right, track number three. We're going to go back in time a little bit. And this is Off Key by Frank Sinatra and Tom Jobin.
So there's a story like behind this song. So Frank Sinatra used to be my father's favorite singer. So I used to listen to Frank Sinatra since I was, you know, a kid in my hometown because I'm from Brazil. So, and my father used to listen to all the crooners like Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Charles Aznavour, which is a French singer as well. So I was inspired, you know, and I got this inspiration from my father since I was, you know, a child. And my mom used to listen to Tom Jobim, which is a Brazilian singer. Like he was one of the founders, I would say, of the bossa nova, which is like a Brazilian genre, like for exportation. So it's famous all over the world. And like both together is just like, you know, an explosion of, you know, of good music because Tom Jobim plays guitar, he plays piano, he was a maestro, he already passed away. And the voice, like the voice, you know, with the T caps lock, with Frank Sinatra together, it's like a masterpiece. And you can hear the entire album because they made an album together. There are many other great songs like Girl from Ipanema, Quiet Nights, Água de Bebê, which is another song. So I think this one is just one of, you know, the gems is in this album, but I think it's one of the great, it's one of the greatest songs, in my opinion, from both of them. So
I loved this song. I loved it. I had recently been thinking, funny enough, that I wanted to listen to more Frank Sinatra because I'd been watching the show Julia on HBO Max and it's set in the 60s and it had at least one song by him. And I was like, oh, I miss that music. And so to have this appear on this mix, you know, with this kind of like extra twist to it of having, you know, I feel like it has like this island vibe to it, you know, this kind of tropical feel. And I'm sure that that's Tom Jobin bringing that influence into the song. But I also just really enjoyed the lyrics too. I thought, you know, a couple of them made me laugh. Like there's a line here where Sinatra sings, "I took your picture with my trusty Rolleiflex," which I learned is an old camera. And he says, and now all I've developed is a complex. And I just think that's great. Like this kind of funny line about like, I took your photo, but now I'm just kind of like obsessed with you. Like all I developed was a complex.
it's good. Great. And like the bossa nova is like a slower samba, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a different beat of samba because samba, you need to dance. But bossa nova, like, and people say that bossa nova was invented in a small apartment in Rio de Janeiro. So they couldn't make any noise. So that's why they play, you know, lower. So
I don't know.
Rumor has it that was, you know, the bossa nova was born this way. So I don't know if it's true or not, but I prefer to believe on it. Like the bossa nova is like this, you know, relaxing, chilly vibe. So it's always good to listen to.
No, this is great. Thank you for introducing me to it.
Well, speaking of relaxing vibes, track 4 is Come Away With Me by Norah Jones.
Well, I love this song. Not sure if it's the most famous song from Norah Jones. She's a pianist. She has an Indian heritage. So she tried to put in her music all these different backgrounds that she has. And I like that because I came from, you know, a country that is so diverse where, you know, I was influenced by different rhythms, different, you know, ethnic. So I like that melting pot in the music. I think her most famous song was the other one, Don't Know Why. Mm-hmm. Not sure if you know, but I prefer this one, Come Away With Me. I don't know, in the beginning of the song, you can almost hear like the rain falling down. So, you know, I feel that vibe. I feel that it's a rainy day outside. You know, I'm at home. I don't know if I'm heartbreaking or not, or I'm with my beloved one. I think it works either way. So it give me like this atmosphere, like of a rainy day, you know, I'm enjoying my life with myself, with my broken heart or my beloved one. So I like that. And the lyrics, it's so beautiful. And the piano as well. So
well, and I really love the composition here and the way she sings it. She's not in a hurry, right? And I just love that. So no matter what your mindset is, once this song starts, she's just controlling the pace, right? So I think it's such a relaxing song. So like, you know, if Valentine's, I think Valentine's Day is the middle of the week this week or like on a Thursday. So it's like, you know, maybe you're coming home from work and you're a little stressed out. Like this is going to kind of put you in the right mood too, to kind of slow things down. And I love that about Norah Jones because she always kind of controls the pace really well with her voice and just her music that, you know, she puts you in that right mindset.
That's right. It's like, it's almost like she's whispering the song. Like she's speaking so, I don't know, so slowly. And as you said, like with no hurry at all. So just embrace it, right? This moment with yourself or with your beloved one. So I love that. It's a really good one.
That one is really good. And if you are, you know, lucky enough to be with someone that you love on Valentine's Day, this next song I think is perfect. And also features two great, all-time great voices of music's history, and it is Cheek to Cheek by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
Well, it's a classic one. So I like the synchrony of their voices together, the powerful voice of Louis Armstrong with the beautiful, amazing voice from Ella Fitzgerald. I feel like I'm in New York with this song.
Yes.
So I don't know, it gives me like, you know, New York vibes, Central Park vibes. I'm walking, you know, with my loved one across the street. I don't know, just having a, you know, a blast. So it gives me like this sensation, like a classy chic that I'm in, like in New York in the fall. So I tried to teleport myself, you know, in a scenario with the songs. So as I mentioned, like for Norah Jones, I feel like it's a rainy day. Like this one, I feel like it's, you know, fall in New York. So that's why I like it.
No, it's so funny that you say that because literally, you know, as I listen to my notes here, I just feel like it transports you to a different time and place. Like it's just one of these songs that really does a good job of that, of like it just, whatever you're doing, it takes you out of that and puts you where the song is. And I love that imagery of kind of being on a fall day in Central Park and walking around and all the leaves are changing and there's like a crisp, cool air, because absolutely, you can kind of just feel that in that song. So I love that you talk that it does the same thing for you that it did for me. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I think the piano really helps with that too. I just think it's like, it's just so beautiful and kind of simple, but in that simplicity, it like invites you to just notice your surroundings and kind of take it all in wherever you are.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's a 60, it's a song from the 60s, and it still sounds so fresh and so modern up to date. So I like that as well. I feel like I'm in the Harry Sally, you know, movie.
Yeah, totally.
You know, when Harry met Sally.
Yes.
Great film. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, track six, you've got My Love by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Well, I love that song. I don't know if it's because I'm a Beatle fan and Paul is my favorite Beatle. Like, I don't want to raise any controversy here. I love John too, but I think John left us too early. So that's why I have my preference of that John is my preferred Beatle. But yeah, so I think like this song is like the... it's like the anthem of love for me. I think because of his love story with Linda that passed away too. And in them, I don't know if you had the chance to see the music video. He's singing and Linda is in the back vocals. She's singing too, so she participates in the video. So there's like a story behind the song. There's a beautiful love story behind. So I love, and I keep mumbling this song the entire day when I listen to it. Like, whoa, 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 all day long. So it's a song that sticks in my mind the entire day.
Yeah, this was such a surprising song because Paul McCartney's like crooning in this one, which you really don't hear a lot of from his voice, really in most of his work. So this one was such a standout for me and just such a nice surprise. I'm kind of surprised this one also has never been redone. You know, like we just had Nora Jones on. I could see Nora Jones playing the piano and sort of remaking something like this, because in and of itself, it's a beautiful song, right? So I'm surprised other people haven't gotten a hold of it and kind of redone it in a couple of different ways. But anyway, yeah, I really enjoyed this one and was really shocked that this was a Paul McCartney song.
Yeah, it's a beautiful one. I love Something as well. I think there are other love songs from Beatles and from the Paul's solo career that I could, you know, easily choose. But I think this one for me is the most beautiful one. And as you said, I think part of my role with my Instagram is don't let good music die.
Yeah.
So don't let this music die, even though we don't have other versions. We can hear the original as much as we want.
I love that.
That's a really good mission. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Track number seven, you know, you mentioned your eclectic music taste and you are certainly showing it because this is really cool and one I didn't know about. So I'm eager to kind of dive more into his music. But, and apologies if I mispronounce it, but Labios de Mel by Tim Maia.
Yeah, really good. Really good pronunciation. So it's a Brazilian song. It's a Brazilian singer. So Tim Maia it's long story short, like he was born and raised in Brazil. But she spent some years in the United States when he was younger. And when he was there, I think it was in the 60s, like late 60s, early 70s. I don't know, funk soul was really, you know, at the moment, was really strong at the moment. And when he came back to Brazil, he brought this reference, like this inspiration from the US. So he was like the pioneer. Like he found the soul and funk music in Brazil. So I think like he's super unique artist. So I love that. And he used to sing with big bands, orchestra. So I like when, okay, the lyrics is good, but also like the instruments, you know, it's really good as well in this song. And Labios de Mel, like translating to English would be like honey lips. So like, it's a really romantic song, but at the same time, it's not a mellow, boring song. You know, you can dance this song as well. So I like that. And I like the idea because like of the funk of the soul that he brought, like I can totally hear and feel it in the song. Because there's no other Brazilian artist that has the same, I don't know, sound, beat, reference than Tim Maia. So I can totally see, you know, the American influence in his music.
Yeah, it is so good. I thought the beat was just so smooth. And it also has this really nice kind of just, I call it like a throwback feel to it. Like it again, kind of transports you back. But in just like the best of ways and definitely one that you just kind of find yourself wanting to move to just naturally. And I think like you're saying, that's that funk influence at play because, you know, you just want to dance to it a little bit. It's got a great vibe. And I think the music is beautiful. And I definitely had to translate. I do not speak Portuguese. So I was trying to.
That's fine.
Just trying to understand the song. So yeah, Honey Lips makes a lot of sense. It's a very nice, loving song. It's great.
And like, I love his voice because it's powerful, it's low. I always try to compare him to Barry White. here. Like he's a Barry White in the Brazilian version, I would say, like powerful, low voice, romantic voice. So he's like, he was one of a kind.
I love that. Yeah, that's a good comparison. Except, you know, the Portuguese language like seems to move, at least in my mind when I hear it, faster than the way Barry White sang, right? So I think it's even more impressive that he can stay at a low register and still speak that quickly, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, track 8, you've got How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees.
Of course. So I think like this is a romantic song, but at the same time it's romantic, but it's kind of naive. It's kind of like a young teenage love. So like you are insecure, you are asking for, you know, the other love's validation, confirmation. So how deep is your love? So it's not like a mature love, I would say. I remember like when I was younger and I'm married right now for 18 years. Yeah, I have 3 kids. But when I was younger, I used to ask my husband, do you love me? Do you love me? So when you're younger, like you feel more insecure. You want to get the other person to confirm, you know, this love. And it's like no other person in the world matters, only you. So I can feel it in this song. It's like an anthem of a young teenage love.
Well, which is perfect because it's from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, right? As a teenager. So it's like this is such a great song for any relationship. But you're right, just like in the moment, you know, they kind of nailed it with what they were writing about at that point in time, right, in that movie. But yeah, I mean, I just love this song, you know. I mean, so many songs off that Saturday Night Fever soundtrack were hits, but they were like big disco dancey hits, and then you have something like this. And I think this is the song I always come back to with them. But yeah, totally agree. There's a hint of insecurity in there, but I don't know, maybe that's good for a relationship, right? To just have that little hint of insecurity there.
Yeah, I think, in a prom dancing, because there's the drama and intensity of the song as well. Like, I see you, and when you're rising in the morning sun, I feel you're touching the pouring rain. Like, it's so dramatic at the same time. So I think I can relate to that when I was, you know, younger, totally.
All right. So track number 9, a song I was also not familiar with, but I really enjoyed it. And it is, and I think it's a great title too. La La Means I Love You by Swing Out Sister.
Yeah, it's not a song that was originally performed by Swing Out Sister. It's a British group from the 80s. So I love this new wave influence as well from their Europe at the time. So it was recorded by Prince as well in the 90s by other group that I can remember the name. So it's not an original song by them, but I think the best version for me is this one from Swing Out Sister. And I love like this, you know, this smooth vibe. I think her voice reminds me Lizzie Stansfield, which is another British artist that I love. So like this jazz, it reminds me like, you know, you're having a dinner with your loved one. So it's like a more relaxing, you know, smooth vibe. So like you can't go wrong with this song. So it's really romantic and it gives me like this atmosphere of, you know, of a calming place with a loved one, you know, having dinner, eating a pasta, you know, something cozy, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think you've nailed it. I also felt like it was just another really great, smooth love song. You know, I like that the lyrics are like really easy to follow along to, and that helps. And it's like, just gets your body moving in a subtle way, you know, and it's not as like dancey, but you just feel kind of, you know, just it moves you ever so slightly. And I really enjoy that about it. I think it's really well done.
Thank you.
So yeah, wait, quick note on La La Means I Love You. I remembered this by title because it was like on the oldies station I remember growing up, but I hadn't heard Swing Out Sisters version. And then I looked it up and there's been like 10 different versions of this song over the years. So it's really kind of a popular love song. But yeah, great choice there.
Thank you. Thank you. I love it.
Now track 10, I had not heard this one. This is You're the Best Thing by The Style Council.
Yeah, it's a British duo. It's not one of the most well-known songs, but I think like the title, it's self-explanatory, like you're the best thing. So there's this drama as well in the music. So I don't know, some people, I was, you know, trying to search like what is the meaning of this song. And from what I saw on the internet, people were saying that there is a British group that was trying to seek for international fame in the U.S., so people say like this song is like, it's not about love, but it's about like the relationship with England and United States. So I think I have the lyrics here, and the lyrics says, just take a look here. It says, "Am I sure to win and commit the sin? Waiting more than I already got. I could run away, but I'd rather stay." So I prefer to think there is a love song, but it also applies for this context of, you know, US and England and, you know, like these conflicts. I want to, you know, to have an international fame, but I don't want to leave my country as well. And I can relate to that as an immigrant. So I really like the song and like in the vibe and like the jazzy, you know, a beat that you can hear with this song. And the lyrics is so beautiful as well. It's like you don't want to ruin your love. Like you already love someone and you don't want to commit a sin. You don't want to look for anyone else. You already got what you're looking for. So like embrace it, right?
Yeah, I loved it because when I read through the lyrics, it was sort of this, it wasn't about settling. It was more about like how you have this kind of grass is greener kind of feel sometimes where you look at somebody else and it's like, oh, maybe that would be a better relationship. And then there's this realization of like, no, you're the best thing, right? Like, it's not this other thing. It's like, I've already got it here. What am I doing, right? And so I think that was well done in the lyrics. I never would have pulled any sort of international relations from any of it. I don't know about that interpretation, but yeah, I thought as a love song, I was like, no, this works really well.
Yeah, yeah. As I said, I prefer to think it's a love story and applies for both contexts, to be honest. But I think it, as you said, like you need to embrace what you have. Like, of course, you're going to have temptations outside of relationship, but you know, you already have your beloved one. So you don't need to look, you know, for anyone else. So I love that.
Yeah, Matt and I always joke about how people take song interpretation sometimes a little too far. And it's just the simplicity of the lyrics. Just take them for what they are. Like, it doesn't need to necessarily mean anything else, but here we are. All right. Well, speaking of lyrics that I think are pretty straightforward, this is a great one by Queen, and one that honestly, it's so different sounding from what you normally think of whenever you hear Queen. And this is Cool Cat.
Exactly. So it's not an obvious song from Queen. It's not an obvious romantic song, I would say. I don't even know if it's a romantic song, because you can tell if it's a cat, and I know like Freddie Mercury used to love cats, or if it's a real person, right? You don't know.
Everything
don't know.
I read was like, no, this is just about a cat. Like, critics were kind of divided. People were like, he's just writing about cats. And I'm like, what?
Exactly. You don't know. Like, use your imagination. But, and I like that because he's singing the entire song in falsetto. So, mm-hmm. And he used to sing really high notes. And it's not a typical, you know, Queen song. I love that, the fact that it's not an obvious song. And this song was one of the tracks of an album that was kind of a flop. Not flop, like Queen was never a flop. But I think the only famous song of the album was mm-hmm. Under Pressure with David Bowie. Mm-hmm. And like this song was not even a single. Like Cool Cat was not even a single. So it's like a hidden gem in this album. But when you're a fan, and I'm a real fan of Queen, I would say that I tend to prefer the album tracks than the single ones, like the, I don't know, most famous one that everybody knows, like, you know, We Will Rock You, We Are the Champions. Right. So I prefer, like, you know, the hidden gems. So I like to discover like different songs from artists that I love. So I think this one, it kind of reminds me like a soft rock vibe, Yachi, right? This Yachi rock vibes. So I like that. I like that. And like the lyrics, as I said, like it's subjective. So you don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. So I guess maybe I took it too simply then, because I was just like, yeah, cool. It's like, I thought it was just about a person who's a cool cat, but maybe it really
well,
is about a cool
cat. Well, you clearly
don't
own a cat, Sammer. That's what that tells me.
I do not. Yeah, I do not. but yeah, I definitely was not familiar with this Queen track. And I'm also very impressed that he sang the whole thing in falsetto, because I think like, you know, Matt and I also joke about songs you should probably not do in karaoke. And I think this would be one of them, because it's way harder than you imagine to do an entire song
imagine.
In falsetto and yeah. still have it sound decent.
Exactly. Like sustain your voice the entire song, you know, in falsetto. Yeah. I can't. Like only, I think, Barry Gibbs, maybe from Bee Gees.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. right. Yeah.
And maybe Freddie Mercury.
Probably,
yeah.
probably not yeah. at his age now, but certainly at one point he probably could have pulled it off.
For sure.
All right, well, let's bring it home. Track 12, it is Red, Red Wine by UB40.
Yeah, I love this song. And there's like some controversy in the lyrics as well, because it's about like wine, alcohol. And some people say like this song is related. Oh, I just want to drink, you know, to be numb, to forget all my problems, all my sadness, maybe a lost love. So yeah, like people tend to write love songs when they are heartbroken, like when, you know, they're suffering. That's when people, you know, are more inspired to write things. When you're happy, you're just happy and you're just, you know, enjoying your life. But when you're sad, it's the perfect time to write song. So I think like, but this song, what, you know, what I like in this song is the fact that it brings me like this, like it's a reggae song. So I feel like, you know, I'm in the Caribbean, you know, drinking some caipirinhas or margaritas, you know, tan with my beloved one. So I like that vacation holiday sensation that the music brings to me. So I think the other ones are like more, okay, you're having wine, you're, you know, in New York, like this one, I'm in a beach, you know, I'm really having a good time with my beloved one. I feel like I'm dancing as well when I hear you listen to
this. I love that. Yes. And I love that this is a song was written by Neil Diamond, and he had the original version way mm-hmm. back in the day. And then kind of out of nowhere, UB40 made this a hit in the early 90s, right? By just completely changing it. And it's funny because Neil Diamond cites it as like his favorite, you know, cover of one of his songs is this. And so it really kind of a random sort of intersection of styles. You know, you wouldn't think Neil Diamond in reggae music, but it works here. And yeah, I mean, I love this song just in general. I don't even drink wine, but I still enjoy it. And,
I don't even drink, but I like the song.
It's such an instantly recognizable song too. I think like just from those opening notes, you like immediately know the song. But yeah, that's awesome. It was a very, very lovely pick and a really nice way to round out the entire mix. Thank you so much for these awesome 12 songs.
Okay. What was most impressive about this mix is that there were so many different genres and styles, but I also feel like there was this amazing through line of like a steady rhythm throughout it where I didn't feel like wild twists and turns throughout. So I was really impressed by that. Okay. And so listeners out there, if you enjoyed that mix, you're going to enjoy her Instagram follow. So get out there at Camille Pessoa Official. We're going to put that, we're going to type it all out in the mix notes so you can, so I don't screw up the spelling, and you can go right there and follow her and hear more great, amazing music. Camille, anything else to plug today?
No, just enjoy this playlist. I hope you have amazing Valentine's Day, everyone. If you don't have anyone, you know, by your side, just self-love, enjoy your own person. And like to everyone else, please follow me. Like you're good to get to know like very good songs there, like from songs from the past, like this diverse and eclectic type of song. So if you like this idea of, you know, getting to know old songs or even like new songs that is influenced by different genres, feel free to go to my Instagram account.
Awesome. And we will also be linking out to it from our own Instagram account at Super Awesome Mix. So if you follow us there, you'll see the follow through there as well. Thank you again. This was awesome.
Well, there you go. Samra and I have plenty of other mixes to work on, and so we will get to work on that. So for Camille and Samra, this is Matt, and we will see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.